Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 36, Text 1. But I'll do the chapter summary first, and then we'll do Text 1 together. The slaying of Arista, the bull demon. This chapter describes how Krishna killed Aristasura and how Kamsa reacted when he learned from Narad that Krishna and Balaram were the sons of Vasudeva. The demon Arista wanted to kill Krishna and Balaram, and thus he assumed the form of a huge bull with sharp horns. Everyone in Krishna's cowherd village became terrified when Aristasura approached it, but the Lord pacified them. And when the bull demon charged him, he seized him by the horns and threw him about 6 yards. Though weakened, Arista still wanted to attack Krishna. Thus, dripping with sweat, he charged the Lord once again. This time Krishna grabbed his horns, threw him to the ground, and thrashed him like a pile of wet clothing. The demon vomited blood and gave up his life. Then Krishna and Rama, while being honored by the demigods and cowherd boys, returned to the village. A short time later, Narad Muni, the great sage among the demigods, came to see King Kamsa. He informed the king that Krishna and Balaram were not Nanda's son, but rather Vasudeva's. It was out of fear of Kamsa that Vasudeva had put the two boys under Nanda's care. Furthermore, said Narad, Kamsa would meet his death at their hands. Kamsa shook in fear and anger when he heard all this, and in great agitation he began thinking of how to destroy Krishna Balaram. He called for the demons Chanura and Mashtika and instructed them to kill the two brothers in a wrestling match. Then he spoke to Akrura, who was expert at executing his duties. Taking Akrura by the hand, Kamsa persuaded him to go to Vraja to bring the two boys to Mathura. Akrura agreed to carry out Kamsa's order and then returned home. So we'll do text one together and then I'll do the rest. Sri Badaraya Nirumacha.
Sri Badaraya Nirumacha.
Tatarhi agato goshtam.
Tatarhi agato goshtam.
Aristo vrishabhusura.
Aristo vrishabhusura.
Mahim mahakakutkaya.
Mahim mahakakutkaya.
Kampayan kuravikshatam.
Kampayan kuravikshatam.
Sri Badaraya niruvacha.
Sri Badaraya.
Tatari agato goshtam.
Tatari agato goshtam.
Aristo vrishabhasura.
Aristo vrishabhasura.
Mahim mahakakutkaya.
Mahim mahakakutkaya.
Kampayan kuravikshatam.
Kampayan kuravikshatam.
Sri Badaraya niruvacha.
Sri Badaraya niruvacha.
Tatari agato goshtam. Aristo vrishabhasura.
Aristo vrishabhasura.
Mahim mahakakutkaya.
Mahim mahakakutkaya.
Kampayan kuravikshatam.
Kampayan kuravikshatam.
Sri Badaraya Nirubhacha.
Sri Badaraya.
Mahakatukaya.
Kampayan Okay, we'll do word for word. Sri Badarayan Uvacha.
Sri Badarayan Uvacha.
Sri Sukadeva Goswami said.
Sri Sukadeva Goswami said.
Atta. Next. Tarhi. Then. Agata. Came. Goshtam.
To the cowherd village.
Arista. Named Arista.
Rishabha
Asura.
The
Boldin.
Mahim.
The Art.
Maha.
Great.
Kakut.
Having a hum.
Kaya.
Whose body?
Kampayan.
Making tremble.
Kura.
By his hoofs.
Vikshatam.
Torn. Translation.
Sukadeva
Goswami said, the demon Arista then came to the cowherd village. Appearing in the form of a bull with a large hump, he made the earth tremble as he tore it apart with his hoofs. Purport by the disciples of the Divine Grace. According to the Sri Vishnu Purana, Aristasura entered Krishna's village at twilight as the Lord prepared to dance with the gopis. Pradu sarhe karasittu rasa sakte janardana trasaya sa mado goshtam arista sampu pagata. Once, midway through the period of dusk, when Lord Janardana was eager to perform the rasa dance, Aristasura madly entered the cowherd village, terrifying everyone. Rambamana karataram paracha vilikan muhim udyama purcham paprani vishanagrena chodaram kinsit kinchik Chakrin Munchan Mutrayan Stabalochana. Aristasura bellowed very harshly and pawed the ground. With his tail raised and his eyes glaring, he began to tear up the embankments with the tips of his horn, every now and then passing a little stool and urine. 3 and 4. Yasha Niradi Tenanga Nishturena Gavamrinam Patanti akalato garba shavanti sma bayenava nirvishtanti gana yasya kakudi achala shankaya tantikshna shringam udvikshya gopyo gopascha tarasuhu. My dear king, clouds hovered about sharp on Arista's hump, mistaking it for a mountain. And when the cowherd men and ladies caught sight of the demon, they were struck with terror. Indeed, the strident reverberation of his roar so frightened the pregnant cows and women that they lost their fetuses in miscarriages. Papa, the Vedic literature categorizes miscarriages as follows. Achatur had bhaved shava Pata Panchana Shastayu Atta Urdhvam Pashuti Siyat. Up to the 4th month, a premature delivery is called Strava. In the 5th and 6th month, it is called Pata. And after this, it is considered abort, Pashuti. That's 5. Pasavo Dudruvur Bita Rajan Santyajya Go Gokula. Krishna Krishneti Te Sarve Govindam Sharanam Yayu. The domestic animals fled the pasture in the field, O king, and all the inhabitants rushed to Lord Govinda for shelter, crying Krishna Krishna. Text 6. Bhagavan Apita Driksya Gokulam Baya Vibhutan Ma Vaishteti Giras Vasya Vrissa Suram Upavayat. When the Supreme Lord saw the cowherd coming to distraught and fleeing in fear, he calmed them and said, "Don't be afraid." Then he called out to the bull demon as follows: Gopalahi Pashubir Manda Trasitahi Kim Asatama Mai Shastari Dushtanam Twad Vidhanam Duratmanam. You fool, what do you think you're doing, you wicked rascal, frightening the cowherd community and their animals, when I am here just to punish corrupt miscreants like you? Text 8. Iti aspoto yachutyo ristam tala sabdena kropayam shakyur amse buja bogam parstavya astito hri. Translation. Having spoken these words, the infallible Lord Hari slapped his arms with his palms, poured out anger in Arista with a loud song. The Lord then casually threw his mighty serpentine arm over the shoulder of a friend and stood facing the demon. Purport. Lord Krishna showed his contempt for the ignorant demon. Om Gyana Chirmanasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Sakshantam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Na namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Namne Namase Saraswati Devi Gauravani Krishna Nirvishesha Shinivadi Prashtata Adishitaya Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Daita Gadada Shri Vasudhi Gaurav Bhaktivedanta. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Parichanaya sarunam pinashaya shadushkitam samstapanartaya sambhavami yudhi yudhi. In order to protect the sadhus or the devotees, I avenge myself yuga yuga. So this is one of the secondary reasons the Lord descend. And then we know yada yada hi dharma se glani bhavati bharata bhutana madharma staratmanam shijamiyaham. Whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious principle, I avenge myself. But of course, his foremost reason, as he explained in the Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Leela, Mata Mure Putra Bhavi Karena Bandana Ati Hina Jane Kare Lolana Palana. Taking these pure devotees with me, I shall descend and sport in various wonderful ways, unknown even in Vaikuntha. I shall broadcast such pastimes by which even I am amazed. Pure attachment will unite us even at the expense of moral and religious duties. Destiny will bring us together and separate us. I shall taste the essence of all these rasas, and in this way I shall favor all the devotees. So this is the fundamental reason, or the most important reason the Lord descend. And then it says that 438, A Vancha Yache Krishna Praktaya Karna Asura Samhara Anusanga Prayojana. These desires are the fundamental reason for Krishna's appearance, whereas destroying the demons is only incidental necessity. See? So we see here that this is just a side task for the Lord. A side task for the Lord to vanquish these demons. And it happened that this would be the last demon in his Vrindavan pastime. Because after killing this demon, he would go to Mathura, where Kamsa was, and then enact his other pastimes there. So This demon, Aristasura, in one sense we can say that he, by taking the form of a bull, this is most despicable and deplorable, because the bull itself is a representation of Dharma, you know, a representation of Dharmas, worthy of our adoration and worship. And then he took that form as like a blow beneath the belt. You know, when you're fighting and someone hits below the belt, you're not expecting that. So these demons, they would do anything and everything to accomplish their mission. Just like we find that Ravana, when he wanted to kidnap Sita, he took the form of a sannyasi, you see? And so Sita would not, she would not believe, well, this demon would come in this form. And she allowed him, and so he kidnapped her, see? And even, it stated also Indra, when Prithu Maharaj was doing the jagya, when he stole that sacrificial horse, he also took the form of a sannyasi and escaped it, see? And so Prithu Maharaj refrained from killing him. So these demons resort to all kind of despicable behavior. And so here we find that Arista took the form of this gigantic bull, see? And he was creating havoc. He was creating havoc in the village by making loud noises and showing his horns and so forth. And so Krishna immediately approached him and addressed him that I'm here for demons like you. I'm here to take care of you guys. See? And so we see that he would grab him by the horn and then throw him like 6 yards. 6 yards, excuse me, that's like 18 feet away. And this bull demon was so huge, it stated that his hump was almost touching the clouds. I've noticed this came up a few times in the Bhagavatam, you know, like or the demon touching the cloud or the cloud attracted to it. And whilst I was in the island of Antigua and Barbuda, Antigua is very hilly and the rainfall is abundant, but Barbuda is very flat and the rainfall is very sparse. So one of the inhabitants there told me that the reason for Barbuda being not getting enough rainfall is because it doesn't have any hills or mountains. See, whereas in Antigua, it's hilly and so there's lots of rainfall. So it's significant. It's stated that the clouds are hovering over the hump of this demon. So the clouds are attracted to this form, I guess gravitational pull or whatever you may say, you see, like that. And even in the mountainous regions of the world also, the rainfall is more dense, see, so to speak. So this was significant. So this demon was really huge. Imagine for the cloud to touch in the hump, how huge was that? You see, because when we look up, the clouds are not touching these trees. So they have to be much higher, the demon has to be much higher and bigger than that. And so when he charged, Krishna grabbed him by the horn. And this is very significant here too, because even Krishna was a mere boy, had the body of a mere boy, he is still the Supreme Personality of Godhead. in fullness. You see? And he is still competent. Whether he is a baby, we seen when Putana tried to kill him, he was able to vanquish her. Or whether he is a child, or whether he is a boy, or a youth, or a youngster, he is still the Supreme Personality of God, Godhead in fullness. And this demon was colossal, was gigantic, was so huge, and yet he grabbed him by the horn and threw him 18 feet. So we could imagine, and this was not expected by the demon. He thought that taking this huge form, Krishna would not be able to defeat him. See? So Krishna, in whatever form he is, he's still worthy of our worship and our adoration and our adulation, because he is the supreme, even in these seemingly limited feature. See? He is still the supreme, and he's shown it all the time, killing all these demons. And so after he killed this demon, I'll refer back to the chapter summary a little bit. After he killed this demon, soon after Narad approached Kamsa. Narad Muni is like the newscaster. He is the newsman. There's no television or internet or radio then. See? So Narad Muni, he acts as the newsman. And so he went to Kamsa and said, look, that these two boys, they're not the son of Nanda Maharaj, but they're the son of Vasudeva and Devaki. And they were sent there because they were scared of you see, and your atrocities. But now they are coming back. So Narada told him like that, and then immediately Kamsa got rageous, and he grabbed Vasudeva to kill him. But Narada assured him that Vasudeva is not the one that you should be afraid of, but you should be afraid of Krishna and Balaram. Those two, those are the two that would be coming for you. So you have to prepare yourself. See? But anyhow, Kamsa, being despicable as the demons are, he threw them back into prison. And also his father, Ugrasena. So these demons, they would not hesitate to do anything and everything. See? The demons would do anything and everything. Etam drishtam avastabhya nashtatmano alpabhudaya. The demonic, who are lost to themselves and who have no intelligence, engage in unbeneficial, horrible works meant to destroy the world. See? So his parents, who are worshipable, Devadvija Guru Pragya Pujanam Saucham Arjavam. See, austerity of the body consists of worshipping the Lord, the Guru, the Brahmanas, and superiors like father and mother. So his father, who is worshipable, he threw into prison, Ugrasena. And his brother-in-law and sister, he also threw into prison, just to accomplish his end. See, so the demons, they resort to any abominable means to accomplish their end. And so after he did that, eventually Krishna would kill him. But we have not gone there yet. But coming back to the demonic qualities, and especially in this age of Kaliyuga, the demons are not distinct like they were in the other ages, but rather the the qualities are present within the living entities. Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Mada, and Matsarya. Lust, greed, anger, illusion, madness, envy. All of these qualities are present. And for the devotees, they are somewhat protected because they're able to rise above these and able to control these inner and bad natures. But for the non-devotees, it's so prevalent. See, all these horrible behaviors, they're prevalent there. And so so now one may seem very beautiful and lovely and strong and everything, but yet he's plagued with all these demonic qualities. You see? He's plagued with all these demonic qualities. And so so that's why you would see that even though someone may seem so handsome, so, you know, so cultured, whatever, and then he would act in unbelievable ways, you see. Like in this age, for example, we have so immense lot of houses, so much gambling casinos, bars, brothels, all these things, see? Because the demonic qualities in the entities are so prevalent now, see? And it's spreading so much that only devotional service can be able to counter these horrific qualities. In the name of education, we see a dharma is being taught. See? In the name of education. In the name of science. See? In the name of science, so many atheistic philosophies being propagated. Atheistic concept. Concept that is moving the world towards atheism. All these theories, all these evolutionary theories, huh? They're just theories. None has been proven, but yet they're described in the books as if they're facts. See? And the general mass, you could say in one sense, the innocent mass accept that. You see? And so the world itself is turning towards atheism. So the whole Soviet Union at one time, the whole of China, see, all these atheistic philosophy. And so we're plagued with all these demonic culture in this age. And now it only get worse. Of course, for this movement would kind of hold it back for some time, curtail it. But after that, it would spread like wildfire again. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in his Sixth Amrita, I'll go back to these demons that he killed. He says that they signify different anarthas. They signify different anarthas. And I would briefly run through them and then go to the one today, the one Aristasura. It stated that by killing Aristasura, the anartha is pride arising from indulging in false religions invented by cheaters, which causes neglect of devotional service. Imagine. But the others I don't know if there's time for them, but I could probably run into briefly. The one with Putana, that represents like pseudo guru. Sakatasura represents the burden of carrying cartloads of bad habits, lethargy and vanity. Trinavarta, false pride which comes from material scholarship. Deliverance of Nala Kuvara and Managriva. Arrogant pride which comes from puffed up prestige, which is rooted in madness of wealth. Vadasura, greediness which results in a wicked type of mischievousness. Bakasura, cunning duplicity, deceptiveness, and false types of behavior. Agasura, cruelty and violence. The Brahma Vimohana pastime, mundane activities and speculative scholasticism. Dana Kasura, gross materialistic intelligence, ignorance of spiritual knowledge. Kalia, chastising the Kalia serpent, brutality and treachery. Extinguishing the forest fire, intercommunal discord among Vaishnavas. Palambasura, lusty inclinations, desire for personal gain and honor. Extinguishing the second forest fire, disturbance of religious principles and interference with religious people by those who are atheists. Brahmanas performing sacrifice, indifference towards Krishna caused by pride because of one's status in the Varnashram. Overcoming Indra's pride, demigod worship, and the tendency to think I am the supreme. Nanda Maharaj being captured by Bhavaruna, thinking that spiritual life can be enhanced by intoxication. Nanda Maharaj swallowed by the Vidyadhara, or the snake, rescuing the truth of Krishna consciousness from being swallowed by the impersonalists. Sankachuda, killing the conchal demon, proneness toward acquiring name and fame, and desire for sensuous enjoyment under the play of devotion. And today, Aristasura, killing the bull demon, false pride arising from indulging in false religions invented by cheaters, which cause neglect of devotional service or bhakti. And if we look back today, we can see that there are so many different branches of religious belief. Take for example, like in Christianity, there's at least over 2,000 subdivisions, branches. See? Buddhism, Hinduism, so many branches. And all this is because of false pride, not wanting to accept the main belief, but everyone wanting to spread his own philosophy. And then also we have these bogus gurus and bogus incarnations coming out and spreading their philosophies also. See? And so we find that this pastime is significant here in some ways. When Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, false religions invented by cheaters which cause neglect of devotional service. If we examine these other religions, we can barely see a speck of religiosity, of bhakti in them. See, different rules and regulations. And so, just by itself is a setback in Kali. And so, we can only able to curb these kind of behavior by preaching and spreading this bhakti cult. But of course the force of Kali is strong and rampant. And the last point I want to make here is that the goodness that came about from this pastime was the two kun, Radhakun and Shamakun. After the Lord killed this demon, the gopis said, "You cannot touch us anymore. You cannot touch us. You have to take a bath. See? Bathe in the holy rivers." And Krishna stomped on one of the hoofprints of the demon, and he created a lake or a kund. And then he called all the holy rivers to come and fill it up. See, and then he took his bath. The gopis, this he told them to come and take bath, especially Srimati Radharani. But he said, "Well, no, that water is contaminated now that you've taken bath there." And then they created their own kund, Radhakund. With their bandals, they dug a huge hole. But then the Lord assured them by calling the holy rivers personified. He called them, and when they saw these rivers, the rivers enter into their kund. And then they accepted that. And then they will take bath in it. And so this was the good thing that arose from this pastime. The formation of Radhakun and Shamakun. I'll stop here. I could have gone through by those verses, but basically it's the same thing. The Lord grabbed the demon by the horn and killed him. So I'll stop here if there's any comment or question or correction. Anybody? Prana Govinda Prabhuji?
Maybe you can address something like how Vrindavan, the children, women miscarriage.
So how they were fair?
The miscarriage, you just...
Yeah.
How is possible in Holy Dham? It's transcendental miscarriage.
Oh, yeah, that's So, what I can say is that even though it's the Holy Dham, there is fairs, there is so many other things still take place there, but it's stated that the women and the cows, they had miscarriages. In the purport, it's stated that from 1 to 4 months to the 5th month. Anyhow, these miscarriages, they have different names, and so they didn't really say much. But it happens. You know, I what can I say? That it happens even in the Holy Dham. Yeah, Sitadi would like to share some light. Yeah, well, of course, you have Prana Govinda, you'd like to share some.
In Brahma Bimohan Leela, 13th chapter Brahma Bimohan Leela, and then 14th chapter Brahma prayed. 13th chapter Srila Prabhupada writes that not possible even Brahma to touch Brajavasi. If Brahma cannot touch Brajavasi, what to talk about demigod or yogi or others? Forget. And demon is very far. So the understanding is, Srila Prabhupada gave a very good answer in that purport, that Sanatana Goswami Pad also further explained that in Bhoma Dham, when Dham manifests in the material world to attract the soul to come, then it has to be understood this way. Like an example he gives, in Navadvip, the Ganges is flowing. If you take that drop of Ganges water every day, you get purified. And that water coming from the river. But if you take the fish, you'll go to hell. So Ganges water is purified and liberated. It causes liberation. But the fish is not liberated and fish will take somebody to hell. But both exist in Holy Dham. Mathura is a place, abode, where Lord takes birth. Eternal abode. Mathura is also ruled by Kamsa. So then he sorting difference that there are some, like in Krishna Book Prabhupada said, when Kamsa was ruling, there are one group of devotees who stayed in Holy Dham. They thought they disparagement, you know the word disparagement, vishad, that oh, I'm not qualified, you know, that's why I want to stay in Holy Dham, I want to be purified. Actually, these demons are nothing but actually making my anartha to go away. So devotees like Akrura, Uddhava, they stayed with Kamsa. And also Prabhupada writes, there is Bhoja, other dynasty, other Vrishnis, they left. They hided in Brajadham and other places. They hiding around, ran away from Mathura. But there is one group of devotees headed by Uddhava and Akrura, they stayed in Mathura. And they took the position that they are not purified. So Krishna is there, this Mathura Mandal is Holy Dham. And to purify their own sake, Krishna created this, so they want to tolerate and take it like this. And you just read that Kamsa was holding Akrura's hand, oh, you have to help me go to Vrindavan. For to perform this pastime, Jogamaya's arrangement, those devotees are there. So this is how it has to be understood. The ladies, Brajabashis, cannot be touched, Prabhupada says, even by Brahma. What to talk about demigods and demons? So the Brajabashi ladies never got miscarried. It is only a creation, just like a Putana story. When Putana was dragged up in the sky and she fell, and her body is 12 miles, but it's in Brajadham. But then you see the commentary says, oh, this was a Kamsa's breakfast garden where he would get his fruits every day. And Putana's body fell and smashed all those trees. Actually, is all demoniac tree. It's nothing to do with Vrindavan. And both side by side lives in Bhomadham. So that has to be understood like this, that Putana has no power to kill any children. And it's written that she killed thousands of children. But they're all demons. Only demon can kill demons. Demon can never touch devotee or what to talk about Brajavasi. They are eternally liberated. So miscarriage is only for those demoniac family. They came to... Now the question is come, why Brajavasi needs this? Brajavasi intensify their relishment, their happiness towards Krishna. All these incidents take place and they feel more close to Krishna. More close to Krishna. Like when we cry for Prabhupada or our spiritual master, we feel more close to our spiritual master. And that is required. Jogamaya creates this. So actually, that has to be understood very clearly, that there is no fear for devotee or Vrajavasi ever.
Yeah, well, that's interesting. That's an interesting point. Yes, Titadi.
Yeah, you know, we talk about how there's a lot of different religious systems or pseudo-religious systems or compromised religious systems. I mean, in the glorious Vedic period, you know, there was also a wide variety of religious systems. I mean, maybe it was a little bit more focused than what we're dealing with. But, you know, there's different Puranas for people and different modes. There's the Shivites, there's the impersonalists, there's the this, there's the that. And there's also four sampradayas in Vaishnava. You know, they're not all, you know, it's not like this ideological thing. Everybody's just one thinking the same thing 24/7. And, you know, it's facilitated, you know, the, in, you know.
That's true.
And in the first verse of the Bhagavatam, after this I'll be quiet. The first verse of the Bhagavatam, it's you know, I'll have to paraphrase it because Pushkar's not here. But, I mean, you know, isn't the emphasis of that first verse, now's the time to kick out these cheating, second verse, it's close to the front. You know, so, you know, this stuff goes on, and, you know, we have more to deal with now, there's no question, but
of course,
like these things.
Of course. In Kaliyug, there is so much more. In Satyug, there was just one religious belief. And then, like with the other ages, it would start to divide a little bit with that really. See, but in Kaliyug, yeah. Yes, Pranayam.
The essence of Dharma, Prabhupada, how even I was hearing the other day, that 15:15, sarvasya chaham riddhi sannivishtam atta smriti gyana apanancha. Vedasya sarver aham eva vedda. Prabhupada repeated this, that the goal of Veda or religion or anything to understand Krishna. If that point is not focused, that's why Dr. Patel, when he was not arguing but in conversation with Prabhupada, Prabhupada says, if Krishna wants us to eat meat, we'll eat meat. And Dr. Patel says, no, Prabhupada, we cannot do that. Veda doesn't say that. Prabhupada says, you don't understand Krishna consciousness. It is the Krishna has to be understood. And if Krishna is not understood as a supreme personality of Godhead, our only duty to love him, if it is not come to that point, there's no value of any religion, really.
Interesting point you made, but since you made a point about meat, let me hit this point here. It's stated that that if one kills a cow, it says for every hair on that cow's body, one has to take board and be slaughtered back. So, so then he has to take board and be slaughtered back.
Not for Krishna's pleasure.
Yeah, you see, but so karma by itself is so intricate there, really, you know, that the cow would now take board and slaughter the guy that had killed him in the past life. So that by itself is a continuous process. That's very, very intricate and difficult to understand, you see?
Yeah. It cannot be stopped.
Yeah.
Remember that Dhamma story Prabhupada says, in the morning walk, Prabhupada saw this laundry man and the donkey, and he's eating.
And Prabhupada said, this is going on. So the disciple said, what's going on, Prabhupada? He said, last life he was a donkey, this life he's a laundry man.
Yeah.
And this life he's beating him, last life he beats him, this will go on. Then the Guru Kripa Maharaj, I think he was there. So when it will stop, he said, devotee has to intervene. You have to give him a book or prasadam or something has to break that
cycle. Break that cycle.
Otherwise not possible.
Very, very good. Yeah. Okay, Srimad Bhagavatam ki.
Yeah.